puffy white clouds floated across the clear blue sky. It was harvest time, and Jo Beth was out in the field picking corn with the other children. She threw a cob into a sack and wiped the freely flowing sweat from her brow. Her face was a mass of black and blue bruises. After Father James raped her, he whipped her ruthlessly with the belt. Her entire body was covered with welts, and she ached all over. "I have to leave," Jo Beth said under her breath. "I cannot let him come back tomorrow." Visions of the morning filled her mind. She shivered, feeling like she was dipped in an ice pool. The day was sweltering hot, but she felt cold. "No," she said out loud, "I will not think about it." She shook her swollen head back and forth, pressure forming in the front of her skull. The ground swirled before her eyes, and she felt faint. Jo Beth closed her eyes and sat on the ground until the dizziness passed, her fingers raking the gritty dirt beneath her. "Oh, God," she sobbed, clutching her arms. Tears fell uncontrollably as her nails dug into her already bruised skin. Droplets of blood pooled around her fingers, but she did not feel it.
"Jo Beth?"
A tiny voice broke through her tears. She wiped wet grime away with her fist and looked up into a small, pale, porcelain face. Shauna had lived with the Johnstons since she was 8 months old. Her long, platinum blonde hair fell limply on her face. Her steel blue eyes stood out strikingly against her unearthly pale skin. She would have been a beautiful child if she had not been so sickly pale and if dark circles did not shadow her haunted blue eyes. Jo Beth slowly stood up, embarrassed to be caught crying, and dusted her dress off. "Yes, Shauna," she sniffed, trying to compose herself. She had purposely gone deep into the fields to be away from the other children. The thought of anyone seeing her after what happened with Father James appalled her. Surely they could tell she was defiled. She looked down at the tiny girl. Shauna was so small for 5 years old that it was not easy to see her.
"Are you okay?"
Shauna questioned and blushed, looking at her scruffy shoes. "Yes," Jo Beth lied. "Yes."
"You look like you got it bad,"
Shauna continued.
"What?"
Jo Beth uttered too loudly. Her head snapped toward the puny girl. What if Shauna could tell what had happened to her? Did she look soiled now? She indeed felt dirty and polluted. Jo Beth cleared her throat and ignored the images forming in her mind. No one could know what happened in that room. No one.
"Sorry,"
Shauna jumped back, frightened.
"Your face,"
she shuddered.
"He must have beaten you badly."
Jo Beth's hand fluttered to her swollen face. "I'm all right," she said, feeling guilty. The child was as nervous as a newborn colt. She remembered when one of Pappy's mares had given birth to a chestnut-colored colt. She had gone to pet its damp nose, and it had bolted from her outstretched hand with a comical leap into the air. Shauna reminded Jo Beth of that colt, high-strung and skittish, ready to leap into the air at the slightest movement toward her. It had never occurred to Jo Beth before that maybe the neglect she was experiencing could be happening to the child before her. A sinking sensation crawled up her neck and into her face, tingling her cheeks. "Shauna," Jo Beth said, wiping her nose, "I have to go to the outhouse, so tell them that, if anyone asks where I am, all right?" She had squatted down to the miniature girl's level. Shauna lifted her frail face up to Jo Beth and fought back the tears welling in her enormous eyes.